Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live from the world's new media capital and home of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, St. Petersburg, Florida. Last 2 years have been horribly stressful on the wallets and pocketbooks of Americans, rich and poor. There have been days when most of us felt we were in a financial hole from which we'd never climb out. Now, to be sure, there are still plenty of challenges ahead, and many of our friends, family, and neighbors are unemployed, struggling to make ends meet. Now, there are two things we can do in situations like this, at least two things. One, take any job that provides at least some income to pay the bills. And two, cut back on expenses. Now, this is where Good Morning America consumer reporter Elizabeth Leamy can help. In addition to her regular reports on the ABC Morning Show, Elizabeth has just published a new book called Save Big. It's packed with an array of clever ideas to save a lot, and I mean a lot of money in this time of need. Elizabeth, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, thank you. My pleasure.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, great. Excited to talk about this topic.
Well, tell me, this is obviously a very timely book that you've written. What is the number one category you identified for saving big?
You know, the key is if you can figure out where you spend big, that's where you can save big. And the number one thing that Americans spend the most money on is our houses. Buying them, maintaining them, refinancing them, all of that costs a lot of money.
And you know, now refinancing, that's a tough thing these days. There's a lot of restraints on that. Where, you know, what are some of the things that people can do to save on their house, if they still have their house, of course?
Sure, of course. First of all, one that I'm excited about that's very, very timely right now, many homes have gone down in value, but local governments haven't kept up with that fact. So many, many people's houses are overvalued for property tax purposes. They're being charged more than they should. But here's a stunning statistic. Only 2% of homeowners nationwide ever appeal those assessments. More of us should be doing it, and especially right now. I just interviewed a guy in New Jersey who is going to save $5,000 a year by appealing his assessment.
I can actually speak to that. I went through that this year. We inherited a house. And it's very weird. You go from, I don't know if it's like this all over the country, but in Florida, you go from wherever the house was at with the previous owner, then it suddenly jumps because it was protected for 30 years and the property taxes didn't rise, and then suddenly it quadrupled. And we went in and said, okay, yeah, but this was last year's value. This year's value is fractional. And I think what they seem to do is they go to the end of the previous year, and then they will recalculate. And this time they did knock a percent off, and they promised that next year it would come down even further. So I can speak to that being quite accurate, actually.
Yeah, it really does work. And we mentioned refinancing, and I want to hit on one with that too. Many people, when they refinance, and by the way, it's still a pretty good time to refinance. Rates are still historically low. But many people, when they refinance, they take out the same kind of loan they already had just out of habit. So if they had a 30-year mortgage, they take out another 30-year mortgage, even though maybe they're 7 or 8 years into their mortgage. You should really be trying to use the savings you get from the lower interest rate and roll those savings into a shorter mortgage. So say you've got, you know, 22 years left on your mortgage. Well, then try to get a 20-year mortgage, and your payment often is not any higher, but you're paying more aggressively, and you're going to save tens of thousands of dollars. I did the math for one family that refinanced into a shorter mortgage, and they will save $103,000 over the rest of their loan by that little trick that is pretty painless.
It's a great trick. We did that on our first mortgage, and we just refinanced on this other house, and the difference between a 30 and a 15-year mortgage was like $120.
Exactly.
It's silly. And the other thing you note is if you do the shorter mortgage, It may cost you another $120, $150 a month, but in a 30-year mortgage, the principal drops. It's like watching sand through the hourglass. On
very
the
slow.
In a 15-year mortgage, we could see, you know, $700, $800, $1,000 a month coming off of that. And it's just like, wow, okay, we're making some progress already.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And, you know, the other thing that's pretty stunning is if people aren't in a position to refinance, but they will just prepay their mortgage by a tiny bit. I mean, it's an obligation that you took on that you're going to have to pay eventually. So if you pay a little bit of extra now, you can save tens of thousands of dollars, or you can pay nothing extra and save nothing. So I recently did the math for a family with a modest $150,000 mortgage, and if they will send just $25 extra per month, they'll save $11,000. I mean, the power of reverse compounding is pretty amazing. So houses are the number one category. Now, my other four categories to save big are cars, credit, groceries, and healthcare, and there are all sorts of amazing savings there too.
Can you really save on healthcare? It seems like such a dead end.
Yes, you can. And believe me, I was biting my nails because I was writing this book as the healthcare debate was raging in Congress, and of course it continues to rage. But yes, there are some things you can do. The most stunning is if you are ever in the hospital for anything. 80% of hospital bills contain errors, expensive ones. And even if you have insurance, for a major hospitalization, your coinsurance can still be thousands of dollars. So hire a medical billing advocate. These people are trained to find and fight those mistakes in your bill. And just as an example, I interviewed a woman who was uninsured. She lives in Florida, actually, and hired a medical billing advocate to fight a hospital bill for surgery and saved $6,858. Huge mistakes that were in her bill. So that's one. And then other things on health insurance, it's old-fashioned, but raising your deductible a bit can save you a lot of money, just like it does with car insurance.
Now, where do you find a medical billing advocate? That's a job description I've never heard.
I know. They go by a few different names. That's probably the most common. They're hard to find. I think, frankly, the easiest place to find them is on my website. I compiled a bunch of different resources to help people find them. It's elizabethleamy.com, Leamy, L-E-A-M-Y. And actually, the website's a companion to the book and has all sorts of resources and calculators and neat things, including a whole series of places to find these billing advocates.
Okay. Now, normally we would limit somebody to one plug per show, but that seems like a good one.
Well, it's logical.
and folks, it's Elizabeth with an S, Elizabeth Leamy, LEAMY.com. According to the promotion for the book, every tip has the potential to save readers at least $1,000. Now, that can't be right, can it?
That's right. You know what? Anything less than that, I just left behind because I feel like it's things people have heard of a zillion times before. So in the book, I playfully make fun of all the small stuff savings, like installing low-flow shower heads and giving up all your magazine subscriptions and the all-time favorite whipping boy, you know, giving up your daily latte. And instead, I try to find these big savings of $1,000 or more. And they are definitely out there.
So this book is not necessarily for somebody who is unemployed at the moment and struggling to make ends meet. This is for people who are still dealing with bills, but maybe the noose is tightening around them and they need to make some big moves?
I think that's right. You know, to save a lot of money, it helps to have a little bit of wiggle room. There's one section of the book we haven't talked about, which is groceries. That's our fourth highest cost. And these add up more slowly, you know. But what I love about the grocery section is people who don't have as much wiggle room can cut their grocery bills by 30 to 80% with the advice in my book, and then use those savings to do things like send that extra $25 a month to pay down their mortgage faster and save yet more.
Interesting. And what surprised you in researching this book and coming up with these tips?
You know what surprised me? I knew that one of our top costs is credit, and what I mean by that is interest on loans. But I could not find statistics anywhere with the government, with private groups, of the average amount that Americans spend on interest per year. And that shocked me and fascinated me. And I actually think it's part of what went wrong with our economy. We are very credit-based, but we don't think of it as a cost. So I spend four chapters in the book talking about two principles. One, using less credit, which is a great thing to do. I say pay cash for a car. And if you can't do it for this one, start saving now to do it for the next one. So use less credit, but also get credit for less. So many people will pay attention to the little savings on the latte, but will let their credit go to hell and have a terrible credit score. And then they'll pay way more for their mortgage loan than somebody with a good score. And, you know, protecting and promoting your credit score is free. It's hard to do if you're in really dire financial straits, but it is absolutely essential in the way our economy works. And, you know, get a better mortgage rate, and I did one math problem where somebody saved $72,000 by improving their mortgage rate. I myself used to have poor credit. I raised my credit score, and I calculate that over the past 10 years, I've saved $116,000 in interest on my mortgages by having a better credit rating and a lower mortgage rate.
We had an interesting thing happen here a few weeks ago, speaking of mortgages. After we had refinanced this one house and gone to the 15-year mortgage on it, about 3 months into paying, we got a letter from the bank that said, want to save even more? You can save $11,000 on the life of this loan if you start paying every 2 weeks instead of once a month. And it's because if you do it that way, you wind up making an entire extra mortgage payment a year, and it would knock 2.5 years off the loan, get it down from a 15 to a 12.5-year loan, and save an additional $11,000 in interest.
And my one question, did your bank want to charge you any money for that service of processing the payments
not.
Every 2 weeks? Good. Then that was a good one, because I want to caution anybody listening, there are outside companies that will offer to help you pay down your mortgage more quickly with these programs. But they often charge people hundreds of dollars for this service. And the scary part is, they may, you know, what if that company, it's a third party, what if they go bankrupt and don't forward your payment? You're in the lurch. So I always say this is something very easy to do yourself, especially in the era of online banking. So just do it yourself.
What areas are people most resistant to cutting back on? Is it entertainment? Is it food?
Oh, that's a good question. I think one thing that people resist is buying a used car. You know, I actually had this whole debate in the book where I throw out the arguments people most often use for why they can't get a used car. They don't want to buy somebody else's problem. It won't have the warranty, yada, yada, yada. And to me, that's foolish, because cars these days are built to truck along well past 200,000 miles. You can get a certified pre-owned vehicle, so that takes care of the issue of the warranty. If you're worried about sort of other people dirt and the grime of somebody else having owned the car, well, I have a 3-year-old. I can get a car dirtier than anybody else very quickly. So I'm no longer proud about that. So I think cars, buying a used car is, you know what? People think it's a drag. But my argument is, gosh, in fact, I do this neat math problem in the book and show you can get a 3-year-old Lexus for the same price as a brand new Taurus. Now, of course, many people aren't in the market for a Lexus right now, but wow, isn't that amazing that depreciation is that dramatic? Now, if you really want to save, you'll get the Taurus used, right? The math works with any kind of car, but I mean, the savings are just incredible. And I also think with groceries, people are a bit resistant because they don't want to feel like they're going to have to eat foods that they don't like. And one way to take care of that is to save lots and lots of money on, you know, the grocery category, as described in my book, is not just food, but also household supplies and personal care items, shampoo and, you know, Clorox bleach and all that kind of stuff. So you can basically save money on the boring things, like the bleach that you use in your bathroom, and have more money to buy the food you like. And with couponing, those are usually for name brand products that people really like. So creative couponing. The key with coupons is not to do it the old-fashioned way, which is such a bummer. The key is to use online tools that help you match up coupons with sales. And always use your coupon in combination with something else. And when you do that, the savings are incredible. You often will even get products for free.
Wow. Well, listen, we're about to run out of time. I want to tell everybody, folks, you can catch consumer reporter Elizabeth Leamy on ABC's Good Morning America, and you can find her new book, Save Big, in great bookstores everywhere, or order it online at MRMedia, MrMedia.com. And, of course, as she told us, check out more tips and all kinds of stuff at ElizabethLeamy.com. That's Elizabeth with an S, and then Leamy, L-E-A-M-Y. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today. It was a lot of fun.
Good. Thanks, Bob. Thanks.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more interviews with your favorite journalists, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Sam Champion, also of Good Morning America, Chris Hansen of Dateline NBC, former CBS early show host Renee Seiler, and many more. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. Really, give that a try. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman or facebook.com/andelman. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with us, and thanks.